An effeminized man is now the norm down here. You got to break out of that and fight like a mad dog to have God return your normality to you. You see, God only made male and female. That's it. End of story. Cut it. Finish deal. Nothing else. They're coming up with every letter in the alphabet to make it another gender. It's only male and female. That's it. Well, no, see that narrow-minded approach you have, you don't understand it. No, ain't no narrow-minded nothing. He made male and female. That's it. In the image of God, he made male and female. If you're not male and female exclusively, you're not in the image of God. Anything outside of those two things are not in the image of God. It depicts the Father and the Holy Ghost, male and female. The two are combined in Jesus as the Son. So you see, both genders are reflective in the Son of God, a man full of the Holy Ghost. That's the image of male and female. Women lean more toward the manifestation of the Holy Ghost, and men will be more like the Father as a disciplinarian and somebody that's walking in authority. Women will have more of the nature of the Holy Ghost, a comforter, a nurturer, a paraclete pulled alongside to help as a helper. Remember, he said, I'm going to send you a helper. What was Eve to Adam? A helper. Same spiritual force that permeated Eve is the same spiritual manifestation of the Holy Ghost we see in the Godhead. You got to understand how God works and who he is to understand why male and female are the only depictions of God. I'm explaining it as best I can. And if you can't see this, I'm sorry for you. You deter away from those representations of male and female, you're going to get perversion and the devil going to rule the place. Whoredoms are totally abnormal to a woman. Because a woman will have a natural inclination to be holy and pure. Because she's reflective of the Holy Ghost. If the devil can flip the script on you and make you into a harlot, something happened to you. Something is wrong.